Hello, Elder Piper. This is your family sending our first audio recording to you in Guatemala. We want you to know that we love you. We love getting your thoughtful pictures with the great captions. And as a new enjoyment, the audio recordings that you've been sending to us. So we each would like to say something to you, and then we'll just be popping in sharing other things as well. So we have Mom and Dad are here, Grandma and Grandpa Newbold are here. We have Jacqueline, Conrad, Emma, and Laylene. And first of all, you're going to hear from Conrad. Here he is.
Hey, Joe. Today was state conference, and Emma Welch gave a talk, and she knew that this was coming to her since she didn't have one for 2 years. So she was like super scared, but she was like, well, people who cry in their talks are like always get congratulated at the end, so I'm just gonna cry throughout the whole talk and not actually say anything. And then everyone will just come and say it was a great talk.
Hey Joe, it's your favorite sister Jack. Just kidding, but for real. So, soccer season just ended. We had our last game on Thursday, and you should have seen it. It was so awesome. We have this thing called Senior Night. I don't know if you guys have that kind of thing in wrestling, but so we all lined up, and there was like the ceremony before the soccer game, and it was our last home game, and parents were there, and they had like balloons and different awesome things for senior night players. And so we had that ceremony, and they shared like best memories of the players, and like it was a lot of fun. And so I knew it was gonna be my last game playing soccer like on a team. And so in the last 2 minutes of the game, it was amazing. He played me as forward, and then I got sent this amazing ball. And I was about to shoot a goal, but then the keeper picked it up. So I tackled their keeper, and I got fouled for it. But it was so much fun, and it was raining that night. And so I got all muddy, and then the whole team took mud pictures afterwards. And, oh, it was just a great experience. I wish you could have been there. It was so awesome. But I did want to tell you that in this whole sad time that it's the end of my soccer career, I just wanted to thank you for everything that you did for me to motivate me, just working out in general. You were always like a really good motivator for me, of like motivation and determination and like never giving up. And so yeah, so when you get back, we're gonna work out together because I'm super motivated. Okay, the end.
And here's Laylee.
Hi Joe, this is Lay, and I just wanted to tell you that I tried out for Honor Band on Saturday, and I wasn't really nervous because the woman that was the judge, she got my name right, and she was Hawaiian, so I was really confident around her. And four flutes didn't show up, so, in the first place, they only had 18 flutes, and now they only had 14 flutes try out, and they accept 10 flutes. So only four flutes in the whole district will not make it in Honor Band. So I have a really high chance in making it. And, yeah.
Hey, Joe, this is Emma. So I feel like everybody had really awesome weekends, and they had really cool stories to tell, and I pretty much have nothing. And so I'm just going to tell you about next week, which is going to be my science fair week. And so I have my science projects, you know, just the boring old stuff. And yeah, so science fair week, woohoo. My life is boring, but I'm going to be in high school soon, so then it'll get more exciting. Okay.
Hi, Joe, this is Grandma. I just emailed you, so you'll be getting that probably tomorrow, telling you a little bit about what we saw at heard at State Conference, and it was absolutely wonderful. And we're having a lovely time here, keeping very fit and being spoiled by your parents and family. And we look forward to Tom, when we will see you again, and it's going to be quite a while. But all the best. We follow your news with great interest. Bye now.
Hi, Joe. This is Grandpa, as you can imagine. We enjoy your pictures very much indeed. We look through them, and we've got them on our iPad, and we enjoy them very much. Work here? Well, we are proceeding with the your mum's vegetable garden outside, and it's not far from finished. You'll see that when you, well, we hope when you come back, I think it's in August, is it? You'll see it blooming, we hope. Also, your uncle came down at when you had your when they had the family reunion for your grandma, and he taught me quite a lot about laying the floorboards. And so, when I'm not outside, I'll be inside, and we've put down a he put down a lot, and it's looking good. And also, we're working on a computer. Your dad's computer that crashed. Your uncle Neville helped to tell me what to do, and your dad's going to help sort it out as well. So we hope to get a second computer going. Anyway, so life is good, and as Grandma says, that your mum and dad are very kind to us, and we appreciate it very much indeed. Anyway, we look forward to seeing you in due course. Have a good day, have a good week, have a good month. Cheerio.
Okay, I have to start. My dearest Joe, actually, my dearest Elder Piper, this is your mother. Okay, so I have to tell you that Emma Welsh's talk was really, really good, as were all the talks at conference. Dad also spoke in conference. He spoke yesterday afternoon about counseling with your councils and how to run a good ward council and all that is involved in that. And he did an excellent job from all the reports that I got. And so just going back to Emma Welsh's talk a little bit, she talked about how family history, we are like the tree, and our roots are like our ancestors, and our branches are our children. But unless we do what we need to be doing, we will not connect our ancestors with our children. They will not learn all the stories, and they will not know the people. And so we all have to do our part. And another little quote from conference was from Elder Neil A. Maxwell, and he said, "Life is not fair. You go to a fair to see pigs." So if anybody complains about life not being fair, you can tell them that. Okay, I love you. We've been working at home. We've had a few things break. We've had our dryer break and our dishwasher break, and our drains all get clogged up, but we're working on that. The drains are unclogged now, and we're working on the dishwasher and the dryer, and hopefully they'll be ready soon. So all is good, and we love you. Take care. Love you, Mom.
Joe, you're a great inspiration to us. We wish you every good thing. And we're going to save this in a format that's identical to the way you sent it to us. So hopefully that'll work. Love you. Bye.